what was the
yeah.
first image you made that then became your project treatment?
So the first one, I'd say, like, the first formal kind of expression of that was, I mean, also, you know, coinciding, too, with where I was, like, developing, like, photographically as an artist or an image maker, whatever you want to say, I was kind of, like, I'm sure everyone experiences this, you know, in that place, too, within grad school, but I feel like they kind of break you down,
mm-hmm.
and then you're really open, and then you build back up. So I was at, like, the kind of broken down, really open spot.
Yeah.
So for me, it was really kind of serendipitous that, if you can even say that, I know it's, like, kind of terrible to say, but that I was in that, like, open spot and then had this, like, really huge...
somewhat
faithful. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah. So I was able to, like, kind of move in this new direction.
Mm-hmm.
But the first image, I would say, were, like, the images, my images of flight that I was really attempting to make. And do you want me to describe it?
Yeah. And, like, what made you think, like, flight to me instantly, you think of freedom, of, like, floating, of depth, of levitation, of, like, what is that called? When the people come up, biblical.
Oh, resurrection?
No,
the rapture.
Rapture. Yeah.
I like
it's
that,
like the rapture. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to like self rapture.
Yeah. Like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I think like the thing, I mean, it's all of those things are kind of
escape.
And that escape, totally. But the thing for me was, I totally lost the word that I was going to say. But it was more like this release, I would say, that. I think emotionally, like, where I was at, the thing I was really thinking about was kind of, and experiencing and wanting was kind of a release of, like, you know, all of the stuff that was around me. Like, New York City was still a new city, like, grad school was really intense, the whole cancer experience was just, like, a total mind fuck. So I was looking for, like, kind of a release from all of, you know, that place. And, I mean, so at the same time that, like, that's, like, the kind of psychological generative place that that image was coming from. I had already, like, had a really healthy relationship with, you know, the whole genre of, like, flying photography or levitating photography. Images that address that, you know, Eve Klein, Dan Gordon, even, like, Sarah Charlesworth's, I forget what she calls them.
The Falling People?
Yeah, The Falling People. And she has kind of, like, blown up really large.
Yeah, like, you know what those are called.
Yeah. You know, those kinds of images, I found them to be, like, really amazing and wonderful images, both in, like, the process of making them, because some of those images really required, like, a sort of physical engagement, like, you find physical engagement with Daniel Gordon's work is a physical engagement.
Right.
And that really appealed to me.
And in, as much as they're about flight, they're also about falling.
Falling, yeah, totally. And so I think that, like, in that space for me, there was, like, kind of an ambiguity in the image that I ended up making where, like, the clothes are neither flying nor falling, they're kind of floating. I really wanted, when I made the picture, I really wanted the picture to happen close to kind of at their apex of, like, going up before they're coming down. So there was kind of, like, an expansive sort of breathing in, you know, point.